Our near-perfect week of weather is going to morph into another few days of high temperatures and high humidity. Temperatures well over 30 expected today. A bit of a break on Friday, then higher than normal temperatures until Tuesday. Make sure to hydrate and check on vulnerable people. Police are asking for help from the public as they investigate a serious motor vehicle collision involving a cyclist in Stittsville. The collision occurred at an all-way stop intersection at Harry Douglas Drive and Sweetenham Drive. The cyclist was critically injured, and police are asking for anyone with video footage in the area to come forward. An Ontario court justice heard arguments from the Crown and the defense as they ponder sentencing for convoy leaders Tamara Leach and Christopher Barber. The two were acquitted of several charges, but also found guilty of mischief amongst other charges. The maximum sentence is 10 years, and the Crown is seeking 7- and 8-year sentences respectively, but the defense is asking for suspended sentences. Another convoy leader was found guilty of several similar charges, and he was given a 3-month conditional sentence. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre and other conservative politicians are accusing the Crown of seeking more severe sentences than those applied to violent criminals. In sports, the Blue Jays put the boots to the Yankees last night. Chris Bassitt went 7 1/3 strong for the first time this season. He only gave up 3 hits, but they were all dingers. The Jays now sit 4 games up on the Yankees in the AL East. The Jays travel to Detroit for a 4-game set against the Tigers starting tomorrow. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Captain Frank.